In the winter, we didn't used to get a lot of recharge in the winter, but a lot of times now we're having quick little melt events, like in December and January and stuff. And you see, like, the snow melts and the water levels in the wells go up, right? The main period of groundwater recharge in Wisconsin is the spring snow melt event. You take all that precipitation that you've stockpiled up for the winter and you melt it and it goes into the groundwater system. And this is a time where plants aren't really pulling it out, right? In fall, plants kind of die back and you lose that transpiration pull on the water. Does anybody remember, I don't know if this was as big an event down here as it was up where I live in Oshkosh, but in the summer of 08, we had really horrendous rain event where we got something like 13 inches of rain in 2 days. I was actually out of town and driving back, and there was a picture of the intersection of my street that my brother saw in England, and it was flooded and people were canoeing, right? I mean, it was an insane amount of rain that we got. It was early June of 08. So that summer, we had a summer recharge event. We often don't have, I mean, most of the time water levels fall all summer long, and then they'll start coming back up in fall. But that year we had a large summer recharge event. But the reason I'm going into this is because recharge is the process that moves things from the ground surface into the aquifer. But it doesn't do it 24/7, right? It does it very episodically. So if we kind of manage what we're doing in the fall and in the spring, like in terms of what we're putting out there in terms of manure or agricultural chemicals, that can help us in terms of whether that's going to go into our aquifer or not. So you got to think about, you're trying to protect that aquifer. That aquifer is really vulnerable. And so you don't want stuff lying around those times of year that could flush into the aquifer. Okay, that was your quick introduction to water cycle-y stuff. So now the question, why worry about karst, right? There's nice caves, they're kind of fun to visit, they're cool in the summer, right? Well, there's sinkholes. This is one in Waukesha County, and this is one up in Door County, which basically how those start is there's a little void underground, and it keeps dissolving and propagating upward until eventually the stuff above it collapses in, and you have this vertical shaft, which it doesn't take much imagination to figure out, like, if this opened under your house or a road, right? It would not be a good thing, right? Because there's these sinkholes that you can't see until they open up, right? So that's sort of one thing, the problem, the possibility of collapse. The other thing, which is one of the features of the talk, is aquifer vulnerability, right? So this is not a great map for colorblind people, and I apologize, I did not make it. It was made in the late 1980s by DNR and my agency, but the green means areas where groundwater is less vulnerable to contamination, and the red means areas where groundwater is vulnerable to contamination. And the things that went into generating this map were what type of bedrock is in the area, how far is it to the bedrock, how far is it to the water table, what are the soil characteristics and the characteristics of the sediment that overlies the aquifer. And you can see the karst areas like Door and over here, they're pretty red, right? Because we're pretty vulnerable.